This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The coronavirus pandemic is surging in parts of the state, and some eastern Massachusetts hospitals are seeing COVID-19 inpatients in the hundreds. Mass General Hospital has the most beds in the state and also is caring for the most patients, at last count more than 400. For a glimpse from Boston's front lines, we turn to Dr. Ali Raja, Executive Vice Chair of the Department of Emergency Medicine at Mass General and an Associate Professor at Harvard Medical School. Dr. Raja, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Sharon.
Can you help us picture your day-to-day experience working in the ER these past few weeks?
We'll have some days, like yesterday, where we'll have a dozen or more patients come in who need to be sent directly to the ICU from the emergency department. And then we'll have other days, like we had one earlier this week, where it's unnaturally quiet. It's just so unpredictable right now that we're all just sitting on the edge of our seats waiting for what happens the next day.
You know, we've heard a lot about how abruptly the condition of a COVID-19 patient can decline, which makes me wonder, are you seeing many critically ill patients in the waiting room?
We've actually had a decline in the overall number of patients coming to the emergency department. Some of that is good. There are patients with ankle sprains who used to come to the emergency department that now aren't. But there are probably really sick patients out there who are just afraid to come in. But the side benefit of that is that our waiting room is actually non-existent right now. We're able to see patients very quickly as soon as they come in the door. And so, no, we don't have critically ill patients waiting for care right now.
Now, Mass General has more than a 1,000-bed capacity overall. Are you finding that the capacity is sufficient for COVID-19 and non-COVID-19 patients as well at this point?
For non-COVID-19 patients, the capacity is definitely sufficient. But straining them, there are over 400 patients with COVID-19 in the hospital, about 320 of them within the regular medical surgical floors, and over 140 in ICUs. We normally have only about 40 to 45 patients on a ventilator at any given time at Mass General on a normal month.
Would you say that the doctors, nurses, and other frontline workers at Mass General have sufficient personal protective equipment?
Here at Mass General, we've been very fortunate. There have been a few things that have really helped us out. The first is that the shipment from the Crafts was very helpful in allowing us to get some masks. But then we've also set up a facility in Somerville that allows us to decontaminate masks and bring them back and reuse them. And that has helped as well. Because of all that, we have enough personal protective equipment. What I will say, though, it's not just the masks, it's the gowns. It's the ventilators. And now, interestingly enough, it's also the medications that these patients need. When we're used to having 40 to 50 patients on ventilators, and now we have over 140, we're just running through those medications more quickly. So the supply chain of all of that has become really important.
And what do you think the near future holds for getting a sufficient amount of those items?
For now, we have enough testing and enough equipment to last us for the next few weeks. But I will say that we update that every few days. But I've heard horror stories about other hospital systems in the state. There was just a publication in the New England Journal about one of the chief medical officers from Bay State Health out in western Massachusetts having to drive down and surreptitiously meet a couple of tractor trailers worth of masks to bring them back up to Bay State. It's worth a read, and it's eye-opening to understand the length to which some healthcare teams are having to go to source PPE.
Dr. Raja, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dr. Ali Raja is the Executive Vice Chair of the Department of Emergency Medicine at Mass General and an Associate Professor at Harvard Medical School.